The Jack Paar program, presented by Lucky Strike.
American.
Remember, fine tobacco is what counts in the set. And
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, year after year.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco means real, deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
From Hollywood, Lucky Strike presents the Jack Paar program with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, yours truly, Hi Everback, and starring America's new young humorist, Jack Paar.
Thank you. You're very kind. This is Jack Paar. Hello, and a special message to the kids who return to school. Mother is right. You cannot listen to the radio and do your homework at the same time. So, goodbye. Yes, this is the time of the year the poor teachers are coming back from the good summer jobs they had so they can afford to teach the rest of the year. Well, let's look at the news this week. President Truman is returning from South America. He's sailing back on the Missouri. Now, he takes that state everywhere, it seems. The 1948 presidential campaign is already underway. I understand that Senator Taft threw his hat into the ring this week. But every time he throws it in, a little man named Dewey takes it back and pulls it down over his ears. Long dresses are back in the news, too. A lot of men changed their campaign against long skirts after seeing Betty Grable in Mother Wore Tights. Now they're against short skirts, too. The newspapers this morning said that trousers will be worn 3 inches higher this fall. This means that many of us will have to start wearing socks now. But there's even a new invention to avoid wearing socks. It's a home tattooing kit. Now we can all have Argyle feet. I'm lucky I already have tattooed garters. The big news this week was that veterans could cash in their terminal leave bonds. I'm worried about what these men and women are planning to do with the money the government is going to give them. Will they spend it on paper hats for parties? Will they buy several hundred pairs of roller skates apiece? Will they invest their dollars in buggy whip companies? Or will they just squander their money foolishly? I've invited 3 veterans here to discuss this terminal leave situation. You, sir, you're a veteran of the last war.
Yeah, darn tootin', Mac. The Marine. I'm a letterneck.
That explains the saddle so behind your ears. Tell me, are you cashing in your bonds?
Certainly I am. I'm a free man now. I just got a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry? I ain't. I was one of them adults who married a native girl during a recent armed conflict, you know.
Oh, a native girl. Where were you stationed?
San Diego.
Well, I hope you'll help us combat inflation by not spending your money foolishly.
Oh, not me, Mac. I ain't overpaying for nothing.
That's the spirit. What are you going to do with your money?
I'm buying a used car. Going right down, a smiling man on his carriage. See you
later. Well, it looks like smiling mad honest Harry, the used car king, is getting that Marine's money. Oh, well, next in line's a young lady. You, madam, are you a veteran about to cash in your terminal leave bond?
Would I be here if I was Doris Duke?
I take it that you were a whack in the Army.
With my built, could I be a Marine?
So you were a whack, huh?
I had to be a whack because all my clothes were made that way.
I'll bet it feels good to be back in civilian clothes. I see you're wearing a very fashionable little dress with a bare midriff.
Yeah, but it's a little too tight on me. This morning I bent over, and now I got a bare side riff, too.
I suppose you'll spend your money on new clothes.
New clothes? Not me, Matt. I know a bargain when I see one. I'm going right down to Smiling Matt on his Harry's and get me a snappy convertible.
This is what I was afraid of.
Gee, it's a snazzy little job. White sidewalls and fog lights on the windshield.
Fog lights on the windshield?
Yeah, to cut through the steam that pours out of the radiator.
Thank you very much. Well, my fears are well grounded. Mark up another one for Smiling Mad Honest Harry, the used car dealer. Now, here's another veteran. You, sir, are you going to spend your terminal leave money on a used car, too?
A used car? Are you kidding?
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet one veteran who's not being foolish about his money. What are you going to do with your money?
I'm investing every penny.
That's the American spirit. I'm proud of you. Tell our radio audience your name, sir.
I'm Smiling Mad Honest Harry.
Oh, no. Our bashful young musical conductor, Jerry Fielding, is a polite little gentleman, thanks to his excellent upbringing. His mother once told him never to point, so we now have the only musical director in radio who conducts with his elbows. Jerry and the orchestra will accompany our lovely young singing star, Miss Trudy Irwin. Trudy is a girl who sings like a bird. In fact, when she sings, she stands on only one leg. What are you going to sing, Trudy?
Shooting, a fighting, and a fussing.
I love those Noel Coward tunes. I really.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the independent tobacco expert who knows from his own experience at the auction what kind of tobacco is bought by the makers of Lucky Strike.
American.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the tobacco buyer.
Mr. Charles Saunders of Reidsville, North Carolina, has a lifetime of tobacco experience to his credit. Recently, he said,
I've been on the tobacco market for 28 years. And season after season, I've seen American buy ripe, mild tobacco. Tobacco that's really fine. So for a grand smoke, I pick Lucky. Smoked them for 21 years.
Yes, the man who knows. Independent tobacco experts like Mr. Saunders, men who really know quality tobacco, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. Remember,
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and fine tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
As an educational feature, we bring you Jack Parr's Report to the Consumer. This week, Volume 1, Report Number 3, Breakfast Foods.
Friends, last year the American housewife spent over $25 million for breakfast food. Most of this money was spent in grocery stores, except in the case of Mrs. Tarvis Gunk, who buys her breakfast cereal at Sears Roebuck. Her family happens to like shredded cattle oil. There are many varieties of breakfast food: puffed rice, puffed wheat, puffed corn, puffed oats, and bloated hominy. Today, most cereals are shot out of a cannon. However, I know of one cereal that isn't shot out of a cannon. It's blown out of a gopher hole. But why do Americans eat so much cereal? Let's examine the sales methods of manufacturers to see how they entice us. One company prints airplane pictures on the backs of its boxes. Still another has sports figures. But the most effective of all is a cereal with a club on the back that beats you until you buy it. Breakfast foods are big business. How do they operate?
One of the nation's busiest breakfast food manufacturers is a mighty organization that produces Zam, the cereal that pops, Slam, the cereal that crackles, and Slam, the cereal that just lays there and snarls at you. We take you now to the executive offices of the Cereal Company, Incorporated.
Gentlemen, I've called you in here to discuss an emergency.
What is it, J.T.?
This is urgent. We're being sued by a man who wants $10,000. He claims that he opened one of our factory's first boxes of Crackly Wacklies, and it was toothpaste.
You mean?
Yes, it shot out every window in the neighborhood.
Well, J.T., our Crackly Wacklies are a great product, all right, but much too dangerous.
Yes, last week we wiped out the entire town of San Luis Obispo. I'm seriously thinking of turning the whole thing over to the United Nations.
I have an idea, J.T., how we can increase our revenue from our other product, mangled wheat.
Yes. Yes, mangled wheat, the breakfast food that makes you wish you'd never got up. What's the idea, Boston?
Well, in all of our radio programs, instead of telling the kids to send in box tops, we'll make them send in box bottoms.
What good is that?
Well, if they tear off the bottoms, the cereal drops out, and they'll have to buy another box.
There's something frightening about you, Boskins. Must you parade around the office in your leather underwear? Now, gentlemen, I have some exciting news for you. At great expense, I have engaged a famous Russian scientist who has perfected a new breakfast food for us. Professor, will you please introduce yourself?
Da. I am Professor Sasha Yasha Misha O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy?
Da. My father was Czechoslovakian.
Professor, you're one of Russia's most eminent nutritional scientists, are you not?
But definitely, da. For 15 years, I have done miraculous work in famous Russian wheat belt. That's the Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That's what I said.
No matter. Now, will you tell us about this new breakfast food you've developed for us, please?
My friend, I have discovered startling new breakfast food which will, if you pardon the expression, revolutionize the entire industry. This food does not snap, crackle, or pop off.
No.
No, this food does the kizatsky.
Great. What's the formula, Professor?
Very simple. One part shredded corn, one part laced wheat, 3 parts wild rice, 2 parts tame rice, 4 parts fresh bran, 1 part wrinkled bran, and a boiled potato.
It sounds delicious. What's it called?
Oatmeal.
Oh, oatmeal. We can't call a breakfast food by such a fantastic name. Nobody would believe it. I have it. We'll call it Vumo, the breakfast food that makes lunchtime a pleasure. And so, fellow consumer, another new breakfast food is born. The next step is advertising the product. You turn on your radio, and this is what you hear.
Mothers, do you have children? Then stuff their fat little mouths with Vumo. Your child, too, can become a champion if you feed him Vumo, the breakfast food of athletes. Vumo comes packed in a gym shoe. You can get Vumo in your neighborhood YMCA. It spells YMCA.
I am Mr. PJ, a house husband. My son, Terrence, was weak, sickly, run down, and listless. He lay around the house all day and refused to eat anything.
I don't want nothing. Leave me alone.
But then I discovered Vumo.
I don't want nothing.
Now, Sonny, here, just try one spoonful.
Okay.
After eating one spoonful of Vumo, Terrence said, turn up our airwaves and get on with the show. This is the time of day when we turn down the lights and tune up the Paige Cavanaugh Trio. This trio is composed of three people, Paige, Cav, and Naw. The boys use three instruments, a piano, bull fiddle, and guitar. It's a steel guitar. The other two instruments they paid cash for. Here they are. that was the Paige Cavanaugh Trio. Have you ever noticed how they always whisper their songs? That's because they learn to sing in a public library. Have you ever thought how many different kinds of singers there are? Singing has become America's fourth largest industry. I know one man who listened to the Andrews Sisters so long that he grew a third ear. Everybody sings now. Take the president's daughter, Margaret. Margaret Murphy. Her father's president of Ralph's Meat Market. Singers can come from anywhere, but the latest to make good is a Richie Society girl from Pasadena who's with us tonight. Good evening, Miss Guinevere Van de Plimpton.
I've just been listening to your program, Mr. Paul, and I think you're simply scrumptious. You may kiss me if you like.
I'd love to. Pick a lip. Tell me, Miss Van de Plimsoll, how are things in Pasadena?
Well, aren't they new? I've been asked to leave just because I became engaged.
But why?
I became engaged to a boy who doesn't use Pond's cold cream. Oh, the humiliation of it. I was even potted out of the golf club.
Oh, that does cut down on your activities, doesn't it? What do you do for exercise?
I have a squirrel running around in my bottle. Why do I tell you all these things? What could you possibly know about society?
Well, I have a necktie that shines in the dark and spells out, I love you, Elsa Maxwell. I was arrived at Pismo Beach one dark night. That's America for you. We even got a special beach for Pismos. You get it?
Mr. Parr, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to my singing career. Rudy Valley has written a song especially for me. It's simply a delicious dish.
Really?
Yes. It's called, When I'm Sitting with My Baby, I Don't Need No Babysitter Baby, and I Don't Mean Murdy Baby Blues. Incidentally, Mr. Parr, in Pasadena, I'm known as a singing midget.
Really? Well, for a midget, aren't you a little tall?
I'm standing on my sister.
Oh, by the way, that's a very pretty dress you have on. Is that a bare midriff?
No, that's my sister. She has a very plain face. My sister sings, too. She sings peasant songs. Would you like to hear her?
Well, I don't think that...
Go ahead, Tangerine. Sing something in your native tongue.
Head of my heart, I love you. Don't let us part. I love you. I'll be you. It would be you. And since I heard your roping laughter... Your ride is hard, I miss it. Peg of my heart, your glances make my heart sing. How can she come to my own? Oh, Ricky Tricky, I come at your home. Oh, Ricky Tricky, I come at your home. In my heart, not to the mind, come at your home. In my
I don't know. That kid's vocal coach must have been Leo DeRosa. And now, I don't know what I'm laughing at, really. A treat that we've been avoiding, the great French singer that made such a hit on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout program, that they want him back dead or alive. And here he is, which he is, I don't know, that popular French singer, Rudy Lapey. Monsieur Lapey, the last time I saw you, you said you were studying the English language and that soon you would know how to speak perfectly. Have you learned to speak English yet? Monsieur Lapel. Well, let me put it this way. Hello. Well, that's better. Have you learned any other English words? Well, if you saw a picture of Betty Grable in a bathing suit, what would you say?
Hello.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in you, Monsieur Lapey. I thought you were going to sing for us a song in English tonight, but go ahead, sing a French song. What's the name of it?
Mais oui, ouvrez la France, j'en dans je peux avec fromage fermé la porte.
What does that mean?
Hello.
Monsieur is just having fun with us tonight. Actually, the song he's going to sing is a song full of love and passion and tender words. So you won't miss anything. I'll translate as we go along. Go ahead, Rudy LaFleur.
Pourquoi la vie?
Translation, I have a red pencil box.
La femme toujours.
You have a red pencil box.
La traque cuisine.
They have a red pencil box.
Au fond de la paix.
What color is my red pencil box?
C'est la guerre.
Blue.
Quoi de prince de crâne.
I love you, Gladys. You have stuck a peg in my heart. Meet me tonight behind the Alamo in the alley.
D'allons alouette, mes enfants.
Bring something round, we'll have a ball.
Bien, coup de chance, parle-moi.
Come into my arms, my darling, and hug me and kiss me.
Ooh la la la.
Translation, ooh la la la.
Mon Simon, je t'adore. Combien souffle.
Be careful, Gladys, you are lousing up my Tony Coldway.
Ballet pomade, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Come out to the park tonight, darling, or we can be alone. We'll meet under the weeping willow tree, and then...
Potage Mongo.
I have a red pencil box.
Jack Paul will be back in just a moment, but first, Lucky Strike
presents The Man Who Knows. The Man Who Knows, the tobacco warehouseman.
Mr. Alexander Irving, tobacco warehouseman of Reedsville, North Carolina, said not long ago,
at the auctions, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy the kind of fine tobacco you just can't beat for real smoking quality.
The Man Who Knows. The tobacco auctioneer.
Mr. William Whitley, top-notch tobacco auctioneer, just from North Carolina, stated recently,
season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine, ripe, fragrant tobacco. I've smoked Lucky myself for 13 years.
And so it goes with a man who knows, the tobacco expert. Remember, fine tobacco is what counts in the cigarette. And
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Tune in next week to the Jack Paar Show with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, and yours truly, Hi, Aberback. Jack Paar is under contract to RKO, producers of Crossfire, in which Jack Paar does not appear.
I'll be in a picture soon, huh? They were looking for an actor that's trying a new picture this week.
They were?
Yeah, all the executives looked at me and they said I reminded them of Robert Young.
Then you got the part.
No, I reminded them of Robert Young. Robert Young got the part. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.